And welcome again to this edition of YCSO Behind the Badge. I'm Deputy Trent Ferris, Public Information Officer of the York County Sheriff's Office, and also your host. First things first, as we always ask you to do, go to our website, yorkcountysheriff.com. Go check it out. Look at everything other than the inmates page, which is the inmates is the number one most visited page on the website. But there's plenty more things to do on the website and find out all the interesting things that go on here at the York County Sheriff's Office. That's yorkcountysheriff.com. When you're done that, go over to the services tab, look up public information, see our annual report where you can see things that have been we're doing in 2023 and 2022. We're already working towards 2024. Do that and sign up for our notify me alerts. That's information straight to your phone and email. When we have an event here, news release, alerts, we will send that alert to your phone. I used it the other week when we had an incident out on Alexander Love Highway where the road was shut down, and I was able to send out an alert from my phone, which is a new feature I could do. I could do it right there on the scene, let you know, hey, don't come this way. We got the road blocked at the moment. So just different things that you need so we can effectively get you the right information at exactly the right time so you can make right and informed decisions about your personal safety and your day, especially if a road's closed and you need to get around it. All right, back with me again this week is the sheriff, Kevin Tolson. He is with us. And we didn't get to talk about this on the last podcast, but we wanted to get it in this week because it's important. And that is the new Citizens Advisory Board. Sheriff, yep. Thanks for coming again this week.
All right, thanks.
And just a real quick, this is going to be a short podcast, but when we put that out, say, hey, Citizens Advisory Board, come on down, apply for this. I thought maybe we'd get a couple. Man, we had about 25 different some odd applicants
yep.
who wanted to be a part of good. What this is. So yep. what is the Citizens Advisory Board that sure. you wanted to have?
Well, community engagement is important in law enforcement, and transparency is important in law enforcement, huge. Especially today. You know, the public demands, and rightfully so, that we don't hide most of what we do. We're not going to let you know how we, you know, investigate things mm-hmm. and some of the techniques and tools that we use. But as far as generally overall, how, you know, what are the policies of the sheriff's office? What's the policy on this? What is your excessive force policy? What is your use of deadly force policy? Mm-hmm. And in the general overall operation of the office. And so, number one, we tried to do community meetings. We tried to do quarterly community meetings.
Tried to
in all of the all four districts, and started out the first couple of meetings. We had some response and some involvement, but then I was we did them in the evenings. We even tried on one weekends. On a Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and the public response just. Dwindled.
It was
people
like
weren't showing up. I was showing up at meetings and nobody was there.
Yeah, it was like a sprint, and then we ended up nothing.
Yeah. So we're just trying to figure out a way to continue to engage and involve the community in our operations, and so we want to promote transparency, and we want to bridge the gap between our law enforcement staff, our sheriff's office staff, mm-hmm. and the citizens that they are protecting. So. We came up with this idea, and they are there are going to be four members initially, one from each of our districts that'll be selected through an application process, and they'll be tasked with identifying any current community concerns and potential problems that have been bearing on law enforcement activities within our community and relaying that information that they find in these issues to our command staff. And in conjunction with command, with sheriff's office staff, the Citizens Advisory Board will develop strategies that'll help address identified concerns and provide a statement of progress on a quarterly mm-hmm. basis, reports to myself. And then me and the staff here will review those reports, take what they have to say into full consideration, mm-hmm. And make changes that might be necessary to make our quality of service better for citizens in York County.
And I know a lot of people, some agencies have had a citizens advisory board or a review board, like I believe the city to the north, let's just call it that, had one where this board was going to have a say in disciplinary actions. I believe that's what I've had that question asked, and that's not the case.
That is not the case. There'll be no subpoena power.
Yeah.
There'll be no authority to discipline officers. Mm-hmm. Although we may have an incident that they may want to discuss and provide feedback on, which is perfectly fine. Any citizen is allowed to do that with me individually. And when people have asked me about those types of committees or boards, our board is the public.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm not doing the job that I need to be doing and effectively disciplining our officers when they do violate policy, then that board called the citizenry of York County, mm-hmm. the registered voters of York County, will vote me off the board.
Yeah.
I'm honored to be entrusted with the ability to lead this agency, yeah. and the trust that the public has in me in order to do so. And I've made some very tough decisions. I've lost friends because of discipline, but the integrity of the agency is the most important thing.
Paramount.
And I just think that people who are involved in law enforcement should be making the decisions about the discipline of law enforcement.
Yes, sir.
I certainly wouldn't know how to discipline a Wall Street banker. I don't know anything about Wall Street banking. I wouldn't know how to discipline or how and when to discipline a restaurant worker
because
I don't know anything about restaurant business. So yes. I just think that the people entrust me to make the right decisions and go from there. But I certainly want input on policies and strategies and community issues that are going on that we may need to address.
Now, you said it's going to start out at 4.
Yep.
Start out at 4. Is this an opportunity for it to expand, get a couple extra voices in it along the way?
Yeah. Let's see what how the four goes, mm-hmm. and let us develop. There'll be quarterly, like I said, quarterly meetings,
mm-hmm.
and let's get the input from those four. And I want it to be diverse.
Yep.
And then if we need to grow, then and we get positive feedback on from the four about the quality and the usefulness and effectiveness of the initial group, then I certainly would expand.
Yeah, because I know a lot of people are wondering how many people are going to be on this group. And you got to take baby steps when you do these kind of things, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to like have a board, like we had like 20-something odd applications. You don't want 20-something odd voices like pouring into your head all at one time. So it's kind of like, let's start with a seed and grow into a tree.
Yep.
So I get that. So there was talk. I don't know if this is still true or not. That's why I'm asking you, is that the quarterly meetings were going to be using this thing called Facebook Live, maybe live streaming it so people can see it. Is that something that was still in the plan? That's what I was told. So, I mean, I don't know.
Look, if we're saying that we're transparent and we want to live stream it and the board is okay with it.
Yeah, that's true. I got to ask them. Yeah, a lot of people don't want to be on all over the social media pages.
Well, and maybe the camera could point just not towards them and towards staff.
Like a jury.
Yeah.
During a media trial.
Yeah.
But that's cool. I mean, so this is when you plan on getting it started? This is like what, mid-March, almost end of March?
Yeah, so the applications just closed March 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So realistically, May.
Yeah. I mean, you've got to go through and we got to do some background checks on all these people.
Got to go through a selection process and then do a background. And then I think realistically we could do May.
Well, that's good. So hopefully you put in for it. I know a lot of people at the Citizens Academy were like, hey, I put in for that. So that's a bonus if you want to be on the future, 7 to 8 to 9 to 10, whatever people on the board is come to the Citizens Academy in 2025. Applications for that open up in November because I know a lot of people it's amazing the Citizens Academy group that we had this year, Sheriff, has been pretty diverse.
Good.
And they're from people who have moved into the area and just want to learn about the Sheriff's Office, and they've come to just learn about what we do.
Yeah.
And so far they have been pretty much amazed about what we do here at the Sheriff's Office and not all the things that they may see on TV. Like we said a couple of weeks ago, they took a the walk around the detention center.
Yep.
And they had no idea. First of all, we explained to them, have you ever seen first of all, show of hands, who's seen 60 Days In? And maybe three or four of them raised their hand. I said, you're about to be in for a shock. We ain't 60 Days In. And when they got in there, they saw everything was clean, well run. The people were, our officers were super respectful and super knowledgeable about what goes on. And after it was over with, one of the people from, she's from TEK, I can't remember her name at the moment, but she comes up to me and goes, best week so far. I'm like, well, sweet. Cause I was like, man, I thought last week during, you know, the previous week for, you know, forensic services, you know, all the forensic stuff, you know, going down into labs and whatnot was pretty interesting. But she was super pumped to get down there to the detention center. So that, anyway, I digress. That's one of the purposes of the advisory board. So people can actually get to see inside. And then when they go out into the public, they can talk to other folks and say, that place is a well-oiled machine.
Absolutely.
And they are doing good things. We're just there to assist them on having an extra set of eyes, I suppose, out in the public. I guess that's right. This is like citizens who aren't, you know, in law enforcement.
Informed, though.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anything else you want to add to
that? No, looking forward to it. And we'll provide an update on it in a future podcast.
Yeah. So, May. We'll get it in May.
Okay.
Maybe get a couple of those people on the board here on the podcast.
Yeah, that would be neat.
That'd be cool. Bring you in. So, Sheriff, I know it took up 2 weeks of your time now to put on the podcast, but, you know, just trying to keep everybody well informed about what's going on.
Well, you do a great
here.
Job. Thank
trying,
you.
Trying to keep people up to date what's going on here at the Sheriff's Office. And if you didn't listen to it a couple weeks ago, our annual report podcast was on, so go check that out. So you can see all the stuff that happened in 2023. And so we're open and transparent. And so we can always be that type of agency to our citizens. And we hope we are doing that through everything we do. So, all right, folks, please, like we said before, go to York County. That was a short podcast. I know. It was supposed to be designed to go into
our last home. One went a little long, so we're just kind of evening it out.
So your ride home has been shortened. Go find another podcast. But right now, that's what we're doing. So anyway.
What about locking your doors?
Hey, yeah, when you get home, lock your car. Lock your car and take your stuff with you. Don't fall for scammers. Yeah, How about that?
We'll just make and don't fall for scammers. That's right. The sheriff's office will never call you and tell you that we have a warrant for you and we need you to go somewhere and get Bitcoin, a gift card, use a Cash App, Venmo. If we have a warrant for you, the most we would do by phone is give you an opportunity to come turn yourself in. We won't ask for money. That's not our job. It's the judge's job. It's the clerk's job to collect fines if you owe a fine, and we will never ask you for money. So don't fall for that scam. Do one of a couple things. Either call him a knucklehead and hang up, or say, oh my goodness, I didn't realize that I had missed jury duty and there's a warrant for my arrest, or there's just a warrant for my arrest. Please meet me at the sheriff's office and I will pay you so that I can see that that warrant is destroyed. Please meet me in the lobby of the sheriff's office right now.
I don't have that kind of money. I guess I'm going to have to turn myself in. I'll meet you at the sheriff's office.
Yes. And guess what, folks? They'll hang up.
Yeah. Yeah. Believe it or not, they know when they can't hook you onto a scam, and they'll just move on. So, all right, folks, YorkCountySheriff.com. Go sign up for the Notify Me alerts. Go check us out on our social media pages. I don't know, Sheriff, we may have to get rid of our TikTok. The government says we have to probably going to ban TikTok in America. So, but we're on TikTok too.
Well, they're saying if China will sell it, they'll allow it.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
We're probably going to be having to discontinue TikTok. We don't do much on it anyway, other than fun scam videos, but anyway, trying to educate folks. And folks, go share this episode with your friends. Go tell them face to face, hey, go listen to the podcast. Got a lot of good things going on at the York County Sheriff's Office. All right, folks, thank you for listening to this short edition of YCSO Behind the Badge.